بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, with the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, we will try to conclude chapter 79, سورة النازعات, and we will try to ponder upon the last part of it. As you recall, last time, Allah Azza wa Jal, after mentioning the story of Musa to his Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to entertain him, and then showing us some of his favors and blessings by the eye-openers of instructing us how to ponder and look at his universal signs and miracles, the heavens, the earth, what Allah has provided for us from it, the day and night, the mountains, all of this so that we and our cattle would benefit from. And then Allah Azza wa Jal warns us from the day of judgment and calls it At-Tammatul Kubra, the greatest catastrophe, and describes that to us by saying that people would remember, people would recall the things they had forgotten because it's all recorded. What they had strived for, they will see. And hellfire would be exposed and unveiled and unleashed, and everyone would be able to see it. And then they would believe. And Allah tells us that the people on the day of judgment would be divided into two types, people of hell and people of heaven. And Allah has given us the description of the people of hell and the acts that they deserved to go to hell for. And He told us about the people of paradise. May Allah make me and you among them. And how we can attain that. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says in Ayah 42, after all of this, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّنَ مُرْسَاهَا. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they ask you about the hour, when will be its appointed time. And what is the hour? It is the time that the day of resurrection is at, the day of judgment, the day of reckoning. So they ask you. And why would they ask you? Well, there are two types of people who would ask. One type are those who would actually like to know, so that they either prepare themselves for it, or they can anticipate it. And this happened so many times. Among the Muslims, they would come to the Prophet ﷺ and ask him, O Prophet of Allah, when is the hour? Not only that, even the archangel Jibreel, peace be upon him, asked the Prophet ﷺ about it. Though he knows that neither the Prophet nor Jibreel know about it. But he was displaying it to the congregation, to the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. And this was mentioned in the long hadith of Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, when he said that a man came, a traveler, and when he came, he had white clothes and black hair, which indicates that you cannot see traces of traveling on his clothes. It should have been dusty. Yet he wasn't like that. And none of us, Umar says, recognized him. He is a stranger, so how could it be possible to have clean clothes and a black hair without washing and refreshing? Among the questions he asked the Prophet ﷺ, he said, Muhammad, when is the hour? So the Prophet ﷺ, who's ever asked about it, does not know or has no knowledge more than the one who's asking. So neither I nor you have any knowledge of it. And at the end of the hadith, the Prophet said, والسلام, did you recognize him? And they said, no. The Prophet said, he is the archangel Jibreel. He came to teach you your religion. So not knowing when the hour is part of our religion. The Prophet said, والسلام, that the pillars of Iman is to believe in the day of judgment. So we know It's inevitable. We know it's coming. And we know that it is close. Allah says, اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةِ. The hour is approaching and it's close. And everything that is approaching is inevitable. It's going to happen. So Allah says, يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها. They ask you, O Muhammad, about the hour. When is it about? What is its appointed time? So those who ask about it are two types. One of them are those who are genuinely interested in knowing. Companions used to come to the Prophet ﷺ, and they used to ask him. And specifically, the nomads. See, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ would hesitate to ask him unless he initiates the subject, because they respected him, they honored him, and they would love it when a nomad comes. And he would ask anything, and by asking the Prophet, they would learn. So the nomads would come and say, O Prophet of Allah, when is the hour? And this is a sign of wisdom. He would never answer the questions that are irrelevant or that of no benefit to the Muslims. He would direct them to what is best. So when that man asked about the hour, the Prophet ﷺ does not have knowledge of it. And even if he had, let's say it's in 2900, what would that do any good for you? We're in the year of 2014. So is it going to benefit us to know that it's like 8-9 centuries away from us? No. It's not going to add any value to you. And that is why people are not permitted to ask about things that do not benefit them. Ask about the things that draw you closer. I get questions stating, please give me the names of all prophets and messengers of Allah, stating their date of birth and where they were born and what language they spoke. I get emails like this, and I look at the emails. What would it benefit you? Would it get you closer to Allah? Why didn't you write as well the expiry of their passports as well, date? That would have been maybe more beneficial for you. This is not what Allah has ordered you to do. So whenever the Prophet ﷺ was asked a question, he would look at the person asking it and understand what he wants from it and gives him what benefits him. So the man says, when is the hour? The Prophet ﷺ asked him, what did you prepare for it? This is the question that should be answered. And the man says, I didn't prepare so much except that I love Allah and I love His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet says, alayhi sallam, you are with those who you love on the Day of Judgment. Wow, what a beautiful answer. Now if he had given him a date when the Day of Judgment would be, it wouldn't do him any good. But now he has directed him to what benefits him, which is that loving Allah and His Messengers would get you close to them and be with them on the Day of Judgment. Now this what benefits him. Another man comes to the Prophet ﷺ and says, O Prophet of Allah, tell me when the hour is. And the Prophet ﷺ felt that this man doesn't want to know exactly when the hour is, but he sensed that he wants to know about its signs. So the Prophet told him, alayhi salam, if amana is lost, then anticipate and wait for the hour. Amana is honesty, truthfulness. So when you find that among you and around you, when the people have lost it, they're not truthful, they're not honest anymore, you cannot trust anyone, in this case, you have to anticipate the hour. إِذَا ضُيِّعَتِ الْأَمَانَةِ فَارْتَقِبِ السَّاعَةِ. The man needed more elaboration, more clarification. So he says, how would the honesty, truthfulness, and trust be lost? You said that when it's lost, anticipate that. How would it be lost? And the Prophet said, if unworthy people were given positions, then anticipate the hour. How would that be? This is what we will elaborate upon, inshallah, after the break. So stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So the man asked, O Prophet of Allah, how can the amana be lost? And the Prophet said, when those who are not worthy appointed to lead, then this is losing the amana. And this is what we see nowadays in Muslim world. You get the wrong person appointed in the wrong position. You need people of knowledge. You need people to trust. You need people who fear Allah Azza wa Jal to hold such positions. Nepotism is everywhere. People helping one another, not because it's for the sake of Allah, because he's a relative. He's from my tribe. He's my buddy. He knows someone who knows someone who knows me. And that is why you get people who are not worthy of their positions being appointed there. And this is one of the greatest signs of the Day of Judgment. It is approaching, it is close. You find ministers, CEOs, general managers, leaders of groups who do not fit the position, who are not entitled to be in that position, but they assume it because someone knows someone and he puts a good word for you. But this affects the whole community. So, those who ask about the hour may want genuinely and sincerely to benefit from that. Yet, there is another group that asks about the hour out of disbelief. They are making fun, ridiculing. Muhammad, when is the hour? You say that the hour is approaching. Look how many years it's been and there's no hour, there's nothing. They hasten to see the hour because they don't believe in its existence. While the believers' hearts are terrified of it because they know that it is the day of reckoning and that they would be questioned for what they had done. So Allah is saying, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا. They ask you about the hour. When is its appointed time? Well, this is a question that you have no knowledge of. And that is why Allah says, فِيمَ أَنْتَ مِنْ ذِكْرَاهَا. You have no knowledge to say anything about it. And if the best of the messengers in heaven, Jibreel, peace be upon him, and the best of the messengers of the humans, Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if both of these great messengers don't know about the time of the Day of Judgment, do you think that the Mayans had an idea? Or the Pharaohs, the Egyptians, or the previous civilizations? I believe they said that it would be in 2012. And then they said, oops, there was a great miscalculation. No, it's on 2013 or 14. Maybe they will say it's 2019. Anyone who claims to know when the Day of Judgment is a liar. Anyone who says that I've studied the Quran thoroughly, and I've studied the Sunnah, and I came to the conclusion that it's going to be after 2500, whatever. He's a liar. He's ignorant. No one has an idea when it would be. Allah has given us signs, and we know that there are a number of signs. So the Harmageddon or the Malhama, where the Muslims fight the Christians, when the Antichrist appears, and when Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, descends to earth and kills the Antichrist, Al-Masih al-Dajjal. When Ya'juj wa Ma'juj, Gog and Magog, come out and they spread mayhem and chaos and corruption in the world. All of these are signs of the Day of Judgment. The beast that comes out and speaks to people, as Allah mentioned. The wind that takes the souls of the believers. All of these signs of the Day of Judgment. But when is it going to be? This is only in Allah's knowledge. You, Muhammad, have no knowledge of it. إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ مُنْتَهَاهَا. To your Lord belongs the term thereof. The knowledge of the hour is only known by Allah, not by a close messenger, nor by any kind of angel. Only Allah Azza wa Jal knows of its time. What counts is, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُنْذِرُ مَنْ يَخْشَاهَا. You, Muhammad, are only a warner for those who fear it. Allah Azza wa Jal had sent the Prophet alayhi salam to warn people. And this is exactly what he had done. He came to them, he gathered all of them, and he said, O people of Quraysh, O people of my tribe, if I were to tell you that beyond that mountain, there's a huge army coming to annihilate you. And I would tell you that, be careful. It's either coming in the morning or in the evening. Would you have believed me? And they said, yes, by Allah. We had never ever witnessed one single lie. You're the truthful and trustworthy. The Prophet then said, by Allah, I'm warning you, not of an army, but I'm warning you that Allah has prepared great torment for those who associate others with Him. So the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is a warner. إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُنْذِرُ مَنْ يَخْشَاهَا. This is your job, to warn people who fears that day. And this is a reference to the believers. Because only believers fear the day of judgment. Others have no problem. Go to any disbeliever. Do you fear the day of judgment? I don't believe in the existence of God to believe in the existence of the day of judgment. So they don't fear. But believers, yes, they do fear. They do anticipate such a day. Allah says, Azza wa Jal, that you are verily a warner for those who fear it. As if, كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا. As if the day they see it, it will be as if they had not stayed in this world except a single afternoon or morning. Subhanallah. This is exactly how people feel. However, when they wake up from their death and when they're resurrected and they're asked about their previous years and decades, they would say, as if it was from the break of dawn until sunrise, or as if it was from after Asr time till sunset. It's few hours. And go to any old person you know. Someone who is in his 60s, mid-60s, 70s, and you know that the average of the people of the Ummah of Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is between 60 and 70 years. This is the average. And rarely you'll find people exceeding that. But there are. Yet the average, the Prophet died when he was 63 years of age, alayhi salam. Umar and Abu Bakr both died when they were 63. Ali died when he was 63. May Allah be pleased with them all. So this is the average. And if you go to anyone of such elders and ask them about their previous life, they will say, as if it was a moment ago. If I reflect and try to recall some of the things that happened when I was a kid, when I was in elementary school, in high school, in college, at work, when in different companies I worked for, I know, I can see that there are a number of years, but by Allah, it feels as if it was only yesterday. Subhanallah. And this is how the people, when being resurrected, they would think that it was only few hours or few minutes that we'd spent on earth, because then time would stop and there would not be any time. It would be only eternity. And you have to believe in this, because such a belief would help you go through life and would help you overcome your desires and lusts. It would help you offer and perform what Allah ordered you and refrain from what Allah had made forbidden for you. What we can benefit from these previous ayat that we've mentioned is that Allah is establishing the belief and conviction of the issue of resurrection and the accountability on the Day of Judgment. Also, we learn from these previous ayat that the people are two types, people of hell and people of heaven. And there isn't anything in between. Even the Muslims who are sinful, they will be in hell for some time until they're purified, and then they will go to paradise with the grace of Allah. But after that, that is it. It is eternity for the people of hell, and it is eternity for the people in paradise. From these verses, we learn that the hour is only known to Allah Azza wa Jal, and that you should not spend time trying to figure it out. What's most important for you is when your hour is. So each individual, each one of us has a specific hour that he will die. This is his doomsday. Because once you're dead, it's over. You cannot accept Islam. You cannot do good deeds. You cannot repent from your bad ones. And that is why we try our level best to call people to Islam before it's too late. So you have to anticipate when you will die so that you could do something about it before you lose it. And finally, that there are so many types of catastrophes. The greatest one is the Day of Judgment. Yet, there are levels. So, losing your money is not like losing your health. If I would to take your arm and give you $1 million, would you give it away? Definitely not. So this means that you're a millionaire. You have two arms, you have $2 million. And losing your health is nothing close to losing your religion, becoming not practicing. And losing your religion is nothing compared to what awaits you in your grave. And the torment in the grave is nothing compared to the torment of hell. So we know that catastrophes are levels. We should be grateful that Allah Azza wa Jal did not inflict a greater catastrophe upon us that we have. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.